There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
What you need to know, courtesy of Jennifer Horn, Molly Page, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. We'll be dealing with the Texas flooding situation in a few minutes. The quote of the day comes from former Congressman Anthony Weiner, who tweeted...
I remember him.
I missed that guy.
About an
a picture?
This was an NHL playoff game earlier this week. So this is what a PP looks like. Tweets, and he was referring to a power play coming from former
genius
Anthony Weiner, right?
So he was talking about hockey then.
He was, in fact, Jennifer, yes.
He did it on purpose. He's trying to get attention. The guy is mentally insane.
Right, so PP from PP to Fifi or FIFA. FIFA from who knows who Sepp Blatter is. There's extra credit in this. For those of you who know who Sepp Blatter, what a great name. S-E-P-P.
Is this like the song contest where we're not supposed to blur it out?
No, no, you can blur this one.
Is this the Russian who stole all of our Social Security information?
No.
Did he hack into our iPhones?
No.
I'm guessing he is the president of FIFA?
Oh, good for you.
He doesn't know anything.
Molly gets the prize.
I had an answer to your question.
President of FIFA.
Thank you.
Not for long.
Who apparently is avoiding appearing in public after... all of these charges, which still I'm trying to figure out why the U.S. is involved in this. I know what their practical answer is, but I don't see how anybody in America has been hurt by this.
Well, you know why. I mean, the U.S. is kind of ticked because they tried to bid on getting the World Cup.
Right, yeah. And Qatar got it, and it's 133.
And Qatar got
it. And the United States went, wait a minute, something smells
funny. Not only that, it's 154 degrees, so they moved the game to December. But then they also find out that they didn't even have a stadium in Qatar, and that 900 people have died building a stadium in Qatar.
That. All of that's fine, but the American taxpayer is footing the bill for this.
Well, there's two American citizens involved, and some of the money was funneled through U.S. banks. That's how they get away.
Doesn't make any difference, man.
And there was an unnamed multinational sportswear company here in America that has been involved, but now is cooperating fully with the investigation.
Swoosh.
Name rhymes with Spikey.
Okay, Mikey. All right, so there's that.
So, but then Vladimir Putin's got to stick his big fat face into it, and he's like, Department of Justice is sticking nose in where it doesn't belong.
Yeah.
Well, so he's all mad.
He's only upset because he
Meanwhile, he's got his people over there on the other desk to the left of him stealing our Social Security information.
There you go.
And getting tax refunds.
Tear it for the rescues.
Yeah, the Russians are using your name and your information to get fake tax refunds sent to them.
It's actually pretty smart.
Next item of interest on the hit parade, the flood threats in Texas. Molly, the death toll has climbed to 21, 17 in Texas, 4 in Oklahoma. More flooding today, yes?
Yeah, more flooding on tap today. They're expecting more rain, more bad weather.
Really?
At this point, they don't need it.
No.
They're okay.
All right, do you want to know what the good news is from the weather department today?
Sure.
Monday is the first official day of the hurricane season. So the North Atlantic hurricane season, ready to go. They expect 11 storms this season.
Fewer than usual, then.
3 to 6 developing into hurricanes. I wonder if it'll get here in time to take care of the drought in the New England Northeast is really dry.
Yeah.
Could use a little rain from down in Texas. That's not likely to happen.
President Obama will be at the Hurricane Center today checking things out.
Yep, will be.
Maybe he'll get to name the first storm.
Uh-huh. Okay, so speaking of the government, there is an investigation
Hurricane
going
Scott Walker.
On... what did you say?
Hurricane Hillary.
Scott Walker.
Yeah. That's it. So there is a controversy about a live sample of anthrax.
Yeah, this is so stupid.
Being sent via FedEx to various people who are studying this, and no one can quite convince me as to why we are doing this at all.
It was supposed to be dead spores.
I know.
And they accidentally sent live spores as far away as South Korea.
Right.
Doug's earlier question is, how can you tell it's live?
A microscope, dummy.
It's breathing. That's what I said. I said they took its pulse.
Taking its
pulse. Do you think maybe they're saying this was an accident, but it really wasn't, Dougie? What if this was a conspiracy?
A conspiracy.
Do you think? They're like, oh, yeah. Whoops.
How do you tell anthrax from cocaine? Don't they both look the same?
Pretty sure when anthrax kills you, you know it's not cocaine.
Right.
There's a new kind of cocaine on the market. I forget what it's called. I read something about it yesterday. That is so powerful that a snort will kill you.
Why would they even want to do that?
Well, but you have to snort
crazy.
It.
Yeah.
Anthrax, you just have to breathe.
Wow.
It's all you have to do is breathe.
You have to work at snorting and you don't have to work at breathing. Is that what you're suggesting?
You actually have to inhale it into your body.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I'm reading a book right now.
Are you? Congratulations.
One fish, two fish, red fish,
you
three
are
fish.
Such a meanie.
Meanie.
Yes, I'm reading a book right now, and it's about, I don't know, one of the characters has got a drug issue, and they go through the rolling up of the bill, and there's something that freaks me out about that, rolling up and sniffing. Ugh.
A dirty dollar bill, I know.
Ugh.
When do you have time to read?
When
she's watching
right.
those old TV shows and they come to the community.
How do you have time to read?
I'm not saying the nasty thing I said yesterday, Richie. You can do that. That was not what I said yesterday. Was not nice.
Which comment are you talking about?
I don't even remember exactly what you said.
Oh, okay. All right. So the National Spelling Bee taking place today.
Mayonnaise. Is the word I heard.
Can we play the game here? Because you know I love to do that.
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
Oh, you want to have a spelling bee?
I love.
Let's go around the room. We'll have. All right, I'll come up with a couple of words, and we'll have everybody. Jennifer and Molly and Kenny and Rich. We'll all have them participate in our own national spelling bee coming up next year. After I tell you about this big construction sale going on today at IronPlanet.com.
Hold on, I got to
put
the sound effect up.
Loaders, excavators, trucks, trailers, you name it, they've got it. You need it, they'll have it. You want it, you bid on it. Works pretty easily. IronPlanet.com, the leader in online auctions for construction equipment, all kinds of things that are surplus to various companies, backed by the ironclad assurance that you get when you buy things from Iron Planet. They have inspected this equipment. They have gone from top to bottom, stem to stern, inside out, so you know what you're getting is what they say you're getting. It's a huge auction. Today and tomorrow, Iron Planet's Big May Auction. 2,200 items on sale. So if you want late model construction equipment, you want to check it out at ironplanet.com. As a matter of fact, if you want to browse the inventory, bid on the items, just text the word LIFT, L-I-F-T, to 511. I got to graduate. LIFT to text LIFT to 511-511. Registration online, ironplanet.com. That's cool. Or text the word LIFT, L-I-F-T, to 511-511. See all the items on the giant auction screen. Iron Planet's giant auction. Text the word LIFT to 511-511 to find out what there is there and how to bid on it.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
I'm Jay Farmer with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Now that Rite Aid is part of the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is more rewarding than ever. Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better. Because Plenty Points can be earned in one place and used for savings at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon and Mobil, and other participating partners. So if you like Plus Up, you're going to love Plenty Points. Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We have Robert Ray with us, a correspondent for Al Jazeera America, focused on the Texas flooding. He's down there covering the story from Houston. I understand, Robert, that there are no sewers in Houston, so the water doesn't have any place to go. Every time there's a big rainstorm for a couple of hours or more, there are major floods in Houston. So that must be, when you consider the circumstance, how much rain they've had, what a mess, because there are no sewers there. Is that because it's so close, I suppose, to the sea level, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that is true. I mean, there are sewers. If you think about it, there are many, like, bayou tributaries that go through the city of Houston and the surrounding area. So there's these canals that act as sewers. Same thing, really. They're just above ground, so to speak. You can see them. But, you know, the bottom line is that, you know, when you get a foot of rain or more, as they did earlier this week, and you've been had precipitation, the most ever in Texas history in the month of May, there's going to be flooding. So that's really the main reason for what has occurred here this week.
All right, so coping with this, or any special stories of heroism, what's come out of the coverage from your perspective, other than it's a big storm and it's a mess?
Well, you know, the fire department here in the surrounding area, we talked to one of the commanders yesterday. On Tuesday, they were out on an interstate, and a woman went into labor. She held off the baby until she got to the hospital, but that took 3 hours to get her out of the flood zone, out of her vehicle. As the waters were rising, they actually used a dump truck because it's the only thing that could move through the water. So after 3 hours, they put her in the back of a dump truck, got her to dry ground, into an ambulance. She got to the hospital and delivered a healthy baby. That's pretty amazing.
Good. Well, that kid's got a story.
Yeah, that's a great story. Yep. Sure. All right, so in terms of today and the next couple of days, more rain just means more of the same, or are there complications that will come from the excess rain that comes down today?
You know what? Right now, it appears that the rain that's going to come down is not going to be nearly as intense as earlier in the week. So basically what's going to happen is it's just going to be a pain in the butt for the people that are trying to clean up their houses, thousands of homes completely that were underwater, because of Tuesday's rain. They don't expect any kind of flooding like we saw, though, you know, there could be swelling of rivers south of Houston. So there's a voluntary evacuation in a town about 50 miles south of Houston. But we don't expect anything even close to what happened earlier in the week.
All right. When people are asking the question about why this is happening, what sort of convergence of air from the Gulf and a system from the West, and, well, I mean, what has made all of this happen? That has to be part of the conversation here, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, think about it. Texas has been in a drought for nearly 5 years. And then all of a sudden, you know, you get the largest amount of precipitation on record in the history of the state of Texas in 1 month. And, you know, of course, then you get a foot of rain in one day. And, you know, sure enough, that happens in all the bayous. I don't know if people realize that Houston is essentially surrounded by these little tributaries of water because it is so close to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, it's like New Orleans.
Precisely. Yeah. It's very flat here, and the next thing you know, you have flooding. Mm-hmm. It makes perfect sense. This is an area that just hasn't seen rain in 4 to 5 years.
So it's all been pent up, and it came all at once. Wow, what a story. All right, thank you, Robert. Nice to have you here. I appreciate the insight and input. Robert Ray, reporter for Al Jazeera in Houston.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Daily one-hit wonder contest. You may recognize the musical, the lilting musical theme for Paper Roses.
I realize the way your eyes
see me. There's a certain challenge here because this has been covered by four very popular artists. You got to figure out which one this is. Only time this lady ever had a number one pop hit, which when you find out who it is, you'll be scratching your head thinking, huh? But if I give you too much more information, it gives it away. We, speaking of giving away, we're going to give you a chance to win our next vacation prize. You'll be qualified for our drawing held the week of July 4th here on Good Day for a trip to the Sundara Spa. The spa is in Madison, Wisconsin. You have a private car service to and from the airport. You have luxury accommodations for a couple of nights at the spa. You can get what you want in terms of treatment, and you will love every bit of it. Dinners and breakfasts and all kinds of great things. So if you'd like to qualify for this trip, figure out who this is and call us at 888-302-3684. Crank it up, Richie, please.
Consider it crank.
She had 888-302-3684. American singer, screenwriter, actress, doll designer. Maybe that gives it away.
Creepy doll designer.
Top pop single. This was number one during this week in 1973. So if you know who it is.
Spokesperson for How to Get Thin.
Yeah, she's doing that too.
Right? Her middle name. Family members.
Actually, her first name is really Olive. But she's known by her middle name and her last name. Out of nine brothers and sisters, she is the only sister, actually. You got eight brothers. Is that, yeah?
You just gave it away.
I did? Why?
I think so.
Nah.
Now.
Say what her name is.
Now it's
if she had, if she had stayed with her first name, Olive, her name would have sounded like a tapenade.
Who's your what?
Yeah. Wouldn't it? Just like, say yes, Dougie.
Like a tapas order, a food item that you'd order at a tapas restaurant.
Okay.
What Someone asked me if I wanted to go to one of those once. A tapas bar?
Restaurant?
You're like, no, I like to eat.
Yeah, I went, now why would I want to go there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I that was the first and last date you had with that guy.
It was a friend, actually. That's why I was so confused. I'm like, I'm not that kind of buddy.
Right. All right. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Her first name, Witchy, why do you have the song playing in the background? I got a story to tell here.
Well, it ended up.
Primarily known as a country singer, and that's why this may have.
Really?
Yeah. Well, that's what.
Really?
That's what some
country
think, anyway.
Yeah.
Song originally done by Anita Bryant, 1961. This, let's see here. This, she was only 15, by the way, when this came out, this version of the song. Let's see, what else can I tell you about her? She was offered the leading role as Sandy in the motion picture Grease, but turned it down. I guess that was a good thing for Olivia Newton-John.
Really?
Co-hosted a network television variety show from 1976 to 1979 with her bro. She never had another solo hit. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. So, I saw her, when was that? February in Las Vegas? With her brother.
Yeah,
how was it?
That was good. It was a great show. I enjoyed it. I didn't like it that I was by myself, but I enjoyed the show.
At least you had room to spread out, Doug. Yeah, the bright side.
The only empty seat in the place was next to me.
That's right.
All right, here's Sandra in North Platte, Nebraska, calling in a good day. Hi, Sandra.
Good morning. Good
morning to you. What's the name of the singer?
Marie Osmond.
You like the Osmonds?
I did when I was younger. I was a big fan.
You don't like them anymore?
Oh, I still like them, but I was over the top with them then.
Really? All right, well, you're under control
now. Did Donnie really send you?
Yeah. Apparently. Yeah, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. So what is catnip? Does it really affect your cat? Some people say if my cat eats catnip, he goes crazy. Other people say it doesn't affect my cat at all. Catnip is a little plant that packs a big punch. When exposed to catnip, some cats have wildly hallucinatory experiences, complete with rolling, bursts of running, and at times even aggressive behavior. Other cats have mild reactions, and some cats have no reaction at all. Why should catnip have such widely differing effects? The most recent theory is that it's genetic. Some cats have what's called a catnip gene. Some cats don't. Those possessing the catnip gene react to catnip in varying degrees. Controversy rages over whether or not cats who react to catnip should be exposed to what appears to be the equivalent of a mild drug. If you're facing this dilemma with your cat, the consensus seems to be that a little catnip every now and then is probably all right. However, I do recommend that you use organic catnip you grow yourself. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Doug Steffen. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Feels like a good day. Stay inside.
33 half the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day program for Thursday. Hi, Jennifer. Hi, Molly. Hi, Kenny. Hi, Richie. Let's see. We have the FIFA deal and all that goes with it. Is this connected at all, I would wonder, to David Beckham? Is he a participant? Where is he? And I don't.
No, he's a player. This is all high-end management.
I think he, though, it's a good point, Dougie, is the reason that America cares. Because before David Beckham came to America to play soccer, America didn't care about soccer so much.
No.
Well,
so he. Well, in the last 10 years,
more than
it's
David
much
Beckham
more popular.
Coming to America, I think all of
immigrants.
the illegal immigrants coming to America helped.
Okay, maybe them too. David Beckham.
Let me tell you something. If I weren't married to a Colombian, I would still have no clue what soccer was for. Now I kind of watch it, and sometimes I get a little bit interested. But it's still soccer.
Texans, who are trying to figure out what is going on rain-wise, apparently one of the side effects of this is the damaging rain winds, the oil rigs that are off the coast, bad conditions. However, the good news is there have been no leaks, there's no oil spills. So why is that? I'm looking at this and I'm thinking to myself, why are you reporting that nothing is happening? That's really the danger of what we... If nothing is happening, then why do you say nothing is happening?
Good question.
Yeah. Nothing's wrong with your iPhone today.
Thank you.
Because we need some good news.
Yes,
that's the good news.
All right, nothing bad is happening. I actually have a large... I have birth... What is it? Life, death, infinity. What's that old... thing that came
Life, Death, and Crazy. Yeah, right.
Right. All right, so earlier this week we celebrated the birthday of that lady in Detroit who turned 116 over the weekend.
Yeah. You're not going to tell her she died.
That's got to be a record in Detroit, man.
No, I was thinking that we ought to...
She doesn't get gas often.
Excuse me?
They're saying that people are dying at gas stations getting carjacked in Detroit.
Oh. Sorry.
Just doing anything in Detroit.
Anything. Okay,
all right, so I was going to sort of go back and forth, teeter and totter. The story, this is Life and Death. We started with Death, Now Life. 65-year-old German grandmother gave birth to quadruplets
Whoa.
At a Berlin hospital this week. three boys and a girl born prematurely at 26 weeks. They're all in good health.
She's 65. What was she thinking? Why does she want them?
Years old. Why did she want them? Maybe
she... A doctor gave her in vitro. Remember talking about this 9 months ago?
No, she didn't get in vitro. This is not the lady who got in vitro.
Yeah.
It is. You're right. She got fertility treatment in the Ukraine.
Hey, let me tell you something. A 65-year-old woman is not spitting out five kids without a little help.
Four babies
ain't happening.
Born by cesarean section.
Oof.
I was just thinking that the guy she was with ought to have had a vasectomy by now, but apparently that wasn't the case. All right, so that's life. All right, here's death again. Ready for the death that we're going back and forth. Got it?
Got it.
A councilwoman who died earlier this month defeated the only other candidate on the ballot for the Pennsylvania County Clerk that includes Pittsburgh. This was incumbent Barbara Daly Danko, who died of
cancer.
You have
to really work at losing to a dead person.
She defeated her opponent, Caroline Mitchell, 5,575 votes to 4,015. No Republican candidates alive in this. These were two dead Democrats. One dead Democrat, one alive Democrat. How do people do that? Remember when Traficant, who had gone to jail, is serving in Congress from Cleveland, got reelected? I mean, he really beat his opponent. And the guy was in jail, federal prison, for corruption.
Didn't it happen with Sonny Bono when he died?
Well,
I remember that. Isn't that how Mary, or was he in office? Is that how Mary took over?
I think his wife took over. I think we've had a couple of cases where somebody dies and their wife takes the office.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. From Milwaukee, first responders preparing to take the body of a Milwaukee man pronounced dead to the morgue got a jolt when the man suddenly began moving and breathing.
Oh.
It's his last Friday in Milwaukee.
Good for him.
When I expire, can you guys make sure you put a mirror up against my nose just to really be sure?
They'd gone to this guy's house after his worried girlfriend called for assistance, saying she had not heard from him for 2 days. When they arrived at his apartment, they found him cold, pale, and rigid. They did not try to resuscitate him.
Good boy.
When you're stiff, I mean, that's a pretty good sign you're done.
Back to politics.
50 minutes. Thank you. Thank you, Molly. After 50 minutes, the medical examiner arrived and notified the man's family of his death. As the examiner readied his body to be taken to the morgue, he began to move his left arm, right leg. And
can you imagine the guy carrying him?
That's like he was doing a dead Hokey Pokey. Yeah. You put your left leg in, you put your right dead arm out.
My dad's friend used to have a dad who was in the business of removing bodies from buildings and would take them. You know, he was like the FedEx for the bodies. He'd take the bodies and move them to the morgue or wherever they needed to go. And he would make Jim at like 12, 13, go with him on these runs. And Jim, the human body does weird things after it dies. Like it lets air out.
Jim
said they'd be in an elevator with a corpse and there would be a blanket over the body's head. And all of a sudden, you'd hear, and you'd see the people immediately, like, get out of the elevator.
I had a friend who was an embalmer. He was a Vietnam vet and became a part-time embalmer. And he said the bodies would sit up. They'd burp, they'd talk, they'd pass gas, they do everything because
they
just...
They talk? They don't talk. Don't say about talking.
No, yeah. they make noises, I should say. They'll actually sit up and they'll go... Rrr. And it's like, dude, the first time you see that, it took me hours
before
I come back in the room.
All right, well, as long as we have all these bodily functions working, let's have some food news. Half a dozen chicken and poultry producers express frustration at meetings this week among the concerned stalled efforts to dispose of dead birds. Uncertainty about federal payments. The 25 million chickens, turkeys, and ducks that have been killed or destroyed in Iowa. Remember we had last week the story about the bird flu? And now there is criticism on the part of the farmers. Okay, you told us to kill all the birds. Now what do we do with them? Throw them in the manure pile? What do we do with them? So the federal government says kill them, and then they don't, after that, okay, you figure out what to do with them.
Plan over.
Yeah, right, exactly. Taco Bell, Pizza Hut.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Getting rid of artificial colors and flavors.
What's left?
Latest of the big food companies to say they're dropping ingredients that people find unappetizing. So does that mean Taco Bell is just going to go out of business? What does that mean?
No, they're going to change. I actually
What's
read this
appetizing
story.
Appetizing about?
They said that they're going to go. The example they gave is that they're going to go from black pepper essence to real black pepper.
Really?
Oh, hey, you know,
that's crazy.
Gore. They're seeing how successful Chipotle is, and they're going to try and dabble in a little bit of that.
Good for them. Casual dining is now the thing, as it were. There was a 7-year slide in the $87 billion restaurant sector known as casual dining, casual atmosphere. But that seems to have halted. Let's see here. I'm reading a study done by a group that is a research specialist firm in watching restaurant trends. Casualty dining versus specialty dining. This is TGI Friday stuff, Chili's, that sort of thing, where you can get $6, $7 lunches. What is it? And by the way, why does it cost more to eat the same stuff at dinner than it does at lunch? Why is something you can buy for $6 or $7
portion
at lunch?
Bigger.
Are they really? Or
yeah, the lunch portion and then their portion.
Bigger plate.
Really? I think that's what it is. I think you're right, Kenny. It's a bigger plate. I don't think you're getting bigger. No, I don't think you're getting...
You definitely are.
Fries.
Have you ever? So?
Yeah, it's been 50 years since you worked in the restaurant business. Shut up, sit down, and listen to the bro.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, then.
Jeez.
You are schooled, Dougie.
You get bigger portions.
Subway and, let's see here, starting this month, Subway promoting guacamole. Guacamole. How do you pronounce it? Is it guacamole? G-U-A is gua?
Don't anybody tell them. How do you think you pronounce it?
Guacamole.
There you go.
Is that right?
What did you think it was before?
Gua. I don't know. What did I say?
Guacamole?
Before? Guacamole.
There's a gun in it?
There's
at
a gun.
The bottom?
All right. So, Subway promoting guac. Well, that's what I did. Yeah. It's guacamole in their. I don't know. Am I going to finish this or not?
Yeah.
They have. They're putting guacamole in their sandwiches. Dunkin' Donuts has added guacamole to their menu in the new bacon guacamole flatbread sandwich. Flatbread sandwich.
Bread.
$3.79. How do you make money selling a sandwich like that for $3 or $4?
Especially with avocados on it that are expensive.
Right. All right, so that's the latest from the fast food world. I thought you'd like to be up to date on that.
It's a better spread than mayonnaise. So if you got a choice, get the guacamole.
Well, it's better for you.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Sure. All right, speaking of things that are better for you, how about we spend some time talking about Super Beets? Super Beets. Why are they better than regular beets? Well, because they are grown especially for Super Beets. As a matter of fact, when you realize how potent super beets are, you understand that they take the beets that are specially grown for them and they grind them up. There's a patented drying process, which is the secret to the taste and the benefits of having super beets. What happens when you drink a glass, you've taken a teaspoon of super beets out of the canister, you put it in a glass of water, stir it around, you drink it. 15, 20 minutes later, you are ready for a shot to the moon. Because you have so much energy. The energy comes from your system opening up and getting blood to your brain, to your organs, to your muscles. Everything in your body is enhanced by nitric oxide, and that's basically the main ingredient, the natural ingredient, in beets. Super beets. The easiest way to get the natural delivery of these nitrates so that your arteries are opened up, your blood pressure is going to go down, it'll be much better. Save yourself. Drink super beets. The juice that comes from, you're not going to eat the powder, for God's sakes. I put it in my protein drink. I don't drink it in a glass of water. I just put it in the drink.
Because Doug never reads directions.
No, I don't have to read directions. I'm Doug. What do I have to read
That's
directions
right.
for? You want to have the same impact. This stuff has a great, solid, straight impact on men, women, all ages will benefit. It's not only going to make you feel better, you'll be healthier. It's kind of a cool thing when you get right down to it. Super Beats, you can get them at 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com. Yeah, 30-day supply comes free with your first order. Get free shipping as well. This is a great deal. Everybody should be on it. Start now. No matter what your age, this is extraordinarily good and beneficial for you and not expensive. 800-655-4183 for Super Beats. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
To celebrate their newest Wii U game, Splatoon, Nintendo hosted an event called Splatoon Mess Fest at the Santa Monica Pier.
We're bringing Splatoon for the Wii U to life in an amazingly fun way. We're going to have teams of four pairing off against each other, going through this obstacle course.
Actor James Marsden was on hand with his daughter. He was one of several well-known celebrities who ran through a giant game-themed obstacle course inspired by Splatoon, where they were splattered with colorful ink.
It's nice to have games that are good family-friendly games. It's an action shooter, but it's a kid-friendly one.
In addition to running the course, celebrities and event participants had a chance to play Splatoon at one of the many gaming stations at the event. Willow Shields from Hunger Games tried her hand at the game.
I'm here to have fun and be in the obstacle course. They keep bright colors that will probably be in my hair tonight, so it'll be really fun, yeah. You know, Nintendo's always made really fun, family-friendly games, so I love it, yeah.
For more information, go to splatoon.nintendo.com.
All right, coming up, the focus on David Duchovny, who stars as a detective on a new drama series called Aquarius, for which we have this info.
Tonight on NBC, David Duchovny stars in the premiere of Aquarius. A 60s cop facing a new generation of crime.
Get rid of his rights.
You, dirtbag, have the right to rights you don't deserve, or I'll kick your teeth in.
And a small-time criminal will become a legend.
Charlie Manson, one day the world will know our name.
David Duchovny returns to network television in the two-hour premiere of Aquarius, tonight on NBC.
All right, so that pretty much is the story, Jen Jen. This is interesting because NBC is going to release the entire first season online and on demand on Friday, but then they're going to broadcast every episode Thursdays at 9 o'clock. You wonder, why wouldn't they wait until the season is over on television before they would put it online? Wouldn't you wonder that? I would wonder that.
Compete with Netflix, so you can.
Yeah, I would. I think you're going to see a lot of networks doing this. Actually, you're going to see them start to, because binge watching is such a thing now, and it builds buzz on social media, especially. So, when you have shows like this and they want to get that social media attention, it's probably a good way to get it by dumping them all on their on-demand platform.
I told you about, we binge watched three episodes of Blacklist on Sunday. Pretty interesting.
That's going to be my summer show, Dougie. I have not watched it regularly. I'm going to binge watch that this summer as well.
All right. Face the Nation changes after this week, yeah?
Yeah, they sure do.
Bob Schieffer leaves after 24 years. I guess that's the
story.
Thank
you for that.
You're welcome.
Because I had a little blip.
What's CBS doing to fill the Letterman time slot?
CBS, so David Letterman owns his own shows, so they can't do replays up until the time that Stephen Colbert takes over. So what they've decided to do is just run some of the best of their dramas. So they've got The Mentalist, NCIS New Orleans, NCIS LA, Scorpion, Blue Bloods, all airing leading up to James Corden's show. Now, when Craig Ferguson left, they actually had guest hosts come in and do the show, but apparently they're not too worried since it's the summer about James Corden's ratings, so they're just going to do these repeats. repeats up until Colbert takes over.
I bet the ratings would be better on him than whatever else.
Than having guest hosts? Probably.
Yeah.
Never know.
Yeah. All right. Let's see here. We're out of time. Unfortunately.
That music means.
It means it's 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The price of eggs, Tom Kretler from the Money Pit of Home Improvement Radio program.
He had no idea.
Well, listen, that's the idea of coming on this program. You don't have any
idea.
You
never know.
We're going to talk about it. You just come here and be expected to be able to talk about most anything. If you're really good,
you can handle it.
You can handle it. That's right. So Kretler can handle it. Money Pit heard around the country on a lot of great radio stations every weekend. You can call their number, 800-MONEY-PIT, anytime, day or night. Ask your question, and they'll give you a snappy answer during the program's broadcast over the weekend. We happen to have some of those questions right here, right now. So Tommy the K will answer some of your home improvement questions in just a matter of mo's here on Good Day.
All set. How was your visit with the dentist?
Kind of fine.
Shall we book another appointment then?
Wonderful.
I'll sign you up for our root canal rewards. 10th one's free. You're drooling on my papers.
That's lovely.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, and Rite Aid. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithanI.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Now that Rite Aid is part of the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is more rewarding than ever. Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better. Because Plenty Points can be earned in one place and used for savings at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon and Mobil, and other participating partners. So if you like Plus Up, you're going to love Plenty Points. Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
All right, so Tom, you like your eggs how well done? You want them?
No. Just sunny side up. You know,
really?
Pretty boring here. Yeah,
it's gross. So gross. All right, listener Susan says her house is on the market. Last week, a home inspection took place, and the buyer backed out. But before we could receive a copy of the inspection report, the realtor said that if We request a copy. We are obligated to share it with other buyers. Wow. That doesn't sound good. What's the story with that?
That's
is that
weird.
True?
Well, look, the story is this. The inspection report is the property of whoever pays for it. So in this case, it's the buyers that pay for it. Now, if you get that report and that report discloses that there's a problem in your house, yes, you can't sell a house with knowledge of a problem. You can't just sit on that information if a prospective new buyer comes on. But frankly, you know, you should want to address it anyway, because if the first inspector found it, another inspector is going to find it. And if they don't and you know about it, well, that's fraud. So I would concentrate not on who gets to see what and know what, but I would concentrate on the condition of your house, getting it fixed and getting it sold. Now, if you want to do this another way, what you could do is hire your own professional home inspector, have them inspect the house on your behalf, and this way you have the information. And I think that it makes a lot of sense because, Doug, if you think about it, by the time the buyer's inspector gets involved, you know, tensions are pretty high.
Yeah.
I mean, you've pretty much figured out that you've given your house away. The buyer equally thinks they've overpaid for the house. And so the slightest thing that goes wrong at that point can wreck the transaction. If you get the inspection on your own, you know, before you put it on the market, hopefully you have a chance to really digest that information and make a right decision.
Huh. All right. So that is the buyer beware, I guess, in a manner of speaking. But
or seller beware.
Seller
you
beware.
Know, if the seller knows that something's wrong with the house and doesn't disclose it, then that's fraud.
Carolyn has installed a one-piece tub shower in their basement. The linoleum is rolling up where it meets the tub. What's the best product to use to hold it down? Perhaps you ought to find out why it's coming up first. And then
well, you know, basement bathrooms are even more moist than bathrooms on upper levels of the home. So it doesn't surprise me they're having a bit of a problem with the adhesion of the floor there. She mentioned that she doesn't want to use wood molding because of the moisture. I would say that molding is the best way to hold it down, but you don't have to use wood molding. I would use composite molding.
Yeah, plastic moldings around,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's made of extruded PVC. So PVC is that white plastic pipe you see that's used a lot for plumbing.
Yeah.
Well, there's an extruded version of that where you can actually have moldings that pretty much are exactly the same shape and size of the wood moldings, except they hold paint really well, and of course they're not organic, so they don't rot. So I would go for a piece of molding to tack that down with. I wouldn't try adhesive or caulk, because I think eventually it's just going to loosen up again.
Listener Joe wants to know how to cut the small half-inch glass tiles that you put on a kitchen backsplash.
Yeah, you know, Joe, that's a great project. I mean, the glass tiles in the backsplash really spruce up that space. What you want to do is use a tool called a nipper. It's a very inexpensive tool. I think it's probably, you know, 10 or 15 bucks at a Home Depot. And basically what it does is it scores the glass tile and then cuts it at the same time. And planning this kind of project is important. You want to plan it so that those cut edges are at the inside corners. You don't want to have cut edges or little tiny slivers of tile at the outside edge.
All right, so there you go. All that information comes courtesy of Tom Kreitler, the host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Check out MoneyPit.com. He's the author of My Home, My Money Pit as well. He knows. He's a man in the know with a mission. This is Good Day at 59 after the hour.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal service.